There are already enough different types of anti-Semitism in the world that it would seem that we have little need for any more. But that is what we are going to get. And while this newest strain is a direct result of the war in Iran, it will not disappear when the conflict has ended. As Donald Trump continues to struggle to explain his goals there, his backers have begun casting about for scapegoats to blame for the president's decision to enter the war. Not surprisingly, a growing number of conservative fingers are now pointing at Benjamin Netanyahu, whom they accuse of convincing Trump that another round of attacks against Iran could be just as quick and painless as his recent foray into Venezuela and his missile strikes against Iran last summer. But the Iranians have proved to be much more tenacious than expected, and while U.S. and Israeli forces have mercilessly battered Iran's military capability, the Iranians' ability to close off the Strait of Hormuz has created global economic havoc. For all practical purposes, the result is a stalemate. Secretary of State Marco Rubio unintentionally laid the groundwork for criticism on Netanyahu in the war's opening days when he asserted that imminent Israeli military plans had forced the U.S. to act. While Rubio, a longtime Israel ally, quickly retracted his comments, it opened the door for speculation, quickly followed by allegations, that Netanyahu had drawn Trump into a new war that was not in either the president's or his country's interest. While we will never know the details of these private conversations between the two men, it's unlikely that Netanyahu would have needed to push very hard to convince Trump that an attack on Iran would be to his benefit. Ever since returning to office last year, Trump has been far more aggressive on the world stage than during his first term. U.S. military action, either actual or threatened, in Ukraine, Venezuela, Greenland and, possibly, Cuba, along with assertive roles in Gaza and Ukraine, has consumed much of Trump's second term in office. The president has redefined his "America First" slogan from the neo-isolationist retreat from global responsibilities that characterized his first term in office, to a far more aggressive display of American international authority. As working with Congress and most domestic policy has lost its allure, Trump has turned his attention overseas. But this new focus has led to a growing feeling among Americans that the president is not giving sufficient attention to inflation and other domestic policy concerns, and the unexpected duration of the war with Iran is making this problem worse for him and GOP candidates preparing to face voters this November. Trump's inability to explain his goals for the war has caused him even more significant political harm. He devoted almost no time to explaining his motivation before the war began. His speech to the nation last week offered little new information and had no real impact on public opinion. Trump and his advisors understand the need to get out of Iran as quickly as possible, but they also recognize that they must be able to present some plausible case that they achieved victory. The current gridlock in the Strait of Hormuz suggests just the opposite, so Trump has alternated between talking about how the war is almost over and threatening major new attacks against Iran. The challenge is further complicated by growing evidence that the U.S. and Israel have different goals for how the war should conclude. Trump wants to be out of Iran, the sooner the better, for domestic political purposes. But Israel, now joined by Saudi Arabia and United Arab Emirates, believes that the Iranian threat will not be truly compromised without broader regime change and a more sweeping military victory. While this has not impeded close military and diplomatic cooperation between Israel and the U.S., it does strengthen the perception that Netanyahu is taking Trump for a ride. That perception will remain long after this war has ended, further fueling the post-October 7, 2023 anti-Semitism that continues to sweep this country. Dan Schnur is the U.S. politics editor for the Jewish Journal. He teaches courses in politics, communications, and leadership at UC Berkeley, USC, and Pepperdine. He hosts the monthly webinar, the Dan Schnur Political Report, for the Los Angeles World Affairs Council and Town Hall. Follow Dan's work at www.danschnurpolitics.com.